In our gospel this Sunday, the disciples make a striking request to Jesus. Instead of asking for the normal things, like when you come into your kingdom, Lord, may we sit at your right or sit at your left, or may we cast down fire upon the cities, they ask for something else. They say, Lord, increase our faith. And here we can see they're beginning to get it. The disciples are starting to see what's important. They say, increase our faith. They ask Jesus, give us the ability to trust you more. Give us the ability, the strength, to allow God to rule our lives. They ask that God, that they may know God in a more fully, in a more complete way. Lord, increase our faith. And in coming to this new parish, in coming to Guardian Angels as I have as a seminarian, has given plenty of fodder, plenty of time for reflection, plenty of things to think about as I continue forward. And this brief request of the apostles, increase our faith, has made me think about parish life, made me think about what the priest's role in the parish is, and what, in fact, everybody's role in the parish is. Our parish, and every parish, every Catholic institution exists for one thing. It exists for faith. The parish exists to strengthen, to nourish, and to make faith. Guardian Angels, it has a single purpose, a single mission. Increase the faith of the people here. The parish exists so that the members, so that all the people in Mount Washington, Anderson Township, in the area, will believe in God, and love God in a more deeply, in a more full way. Everything that this parish does flows from faith and actually strengthens the faith. It nourishes the faith, especially the Sunday celebration of the Eucharist. It exists to nourish each and every one of us, to let us allow to live fully Christian life. It enhances our love of God in the Eucharist because God gives us everything He has, His own Son. In the prayer life of the parish, that too provides the encounter between God and man, the encounter between God and His people, between the individual and the Redeemer. Every activity associated with this parish exists for one single reason, for no other reason than to increase faith. Whether it's the school, the athletics, the youth group, the bereavement team, each and every one of us has a single reason for being, to increase the faith of this parish, to increase the faith of God's people here. Think about it. The sports team, the athletics, everything has the same purpose. We're all in this to increase our faith. But we have to ask, what is this faith? What does it mean to believe? And it's not just trusting some divine being or believing that there's some watchmaker out there who created this earth and now is just setting it into existence. It's not some abstract deity who's out there somewhere watching us, you know, judging us. But we learn in this second reading, we learn from Paul's letter to Timothy that our faith is about a person. He says, our faith and our love is about Christ Jesus. It's about a person. It's about falling in love with a person. Loving Jesus Christ. It's about giving everything to Jesus and letting Him animate our entire life. It's about having that relationship, a relationship that's far superior to any relationship we can ever think of. Faith is about loving Jesus Christ and trusting Jesus Christ. It's a person. And this faith animates us, it transforms us, it guides every one of our actions, it acts as a light to guide us, and it sets us on fire for love of God, the love of Jesus Christ, of this person, of God's own Son. And I think this is what Pope Benedict had in mind when he called for the Year of Faith, which Pope Francis will conclude in November. The Year of Faith calls us to fan the flames of faith in our own life. It calls us to to strengthen the faith in our families, in ourselves, in our workplaces, and in our parish. The year of faith calls us to increase faith. It calls us to open wide the doors of Christ and let the light of Christ shine on all of humanity. The church is calling us to encounter a flame, just maybe even just a little spark of Christ's love, and feed that fire of faith, feed the fire of love of Jesus Christ. But practically for us, what does this mean? And really, it could mean any number of things based on our state in life. You know, whether we're empty nesters, whether we're parents, whether we're aging, or whether we're children. I think it has to center around prayer, our increased faith through our prayer life. Maybe as a young family, we pray for what we're thankful for in that day, or we pray for people who need Jesus in their life. Maybe we pray a rosary, or just a decade of the rosary as a family, or come to Mass just a little bit earlier and prepare to encounter Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. Maybe if we're empty nesters, we have the ability to go to daily Mass once a week or once a month, every little while. But anything we can do to fan the flame of faith, to increase our faith, to allow us to love Jesus Christ more. And that's what the church is asking during this year of faith. And this is my role as a seminarian, and the role of all the staff here, and the role of our priests in every parish, to increase faith, to increase love for Jesus Christ. But this is also everyone's role, whether we're parents, grandparents, friends, children, teachers, businessmen, businesswomen, doctors, to increase faith. Our role is to fan that flame of faith, that fire of love for Jesus Christ, so that this parish becomes burning. The parish is on fire with love for Jesus Christ. And that's the goal. That's the goal for the year of faith. That's the goal that Jesus sets out in the gospel. And that's what the apostles want. Lord, increase our faith.